You are tuned into KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. It's 5 o'clock on the Garden Island of Kauai. This is the Cab Show, and also the Board of Directors sitting in on the Cab Show, some of the Board of Directors. And this program is made possible by listeners like you in partnership with Kauai Coffee Company. Looks like we have different underwriters. Oh, no, I'm looking at 6 o'clock. Okay, Kauai Coffee Company, Qingyang Shopping Village, Kauai County E-Waste Recycling, and Kalaheo Chiropractic.
Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on.
You're on. Here
we
are.
I don't hear much else.
Aloha, everyone.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I hear you
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Aloha, everybody, and welcome to the fifth Monday Cab Show. I'm Mickey, and Maren is here with me in the booth. We're doing something a little different this time. We're having a show with both the Board of Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors and the Community Advisory Board. We're combining the two boards, especially on this show for a trial run, and we hope we can get a lot of people to give us some feedback on the programming, our policies. We've got some exciting things going on, and want to open the phone lines right away, 826-7771. Anybody's welcome to call right now. I guess we got the most exciting thing. Well, maybe I should tell you what the Community Advisory Board is our task.
Tell us.
For anybody that might not know. We are part of the grant that KKCR receives from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is a governmental organization that has long recognized the value of public broadcasting for educational purposes, something that private broadcasting sometimes overlooks. And part of that grant is that a community advisory board functions separately from the board of directors for KKCR to get feedback from the community on programming and policies and make recommendations, non-binding recommendations to the board, and then the board has to figure out what to do. But we go around, we have meetings twice a year, and we go to different places on the island, and we also serve as a starting point for anybody who might want to volunteer here, whether it be programming, directly programming, or any kind of other volunteer work. Anybody that might be interested in doing some of this behind-the-scenes stuff that the Community Advisory Board has been involved with, and the Board of Directors, too. We've been involved in these infrastructure issues, setting up our infrastructure, and it's a process, and it's a lot of work, but the payoff is big time, and me personally, I love, setting up these things and then having the community benefit from everything that we did.
Yeah, the payoff's kind of having this great radio station here that we can talk on, we can play great music that we love, we can learn how to communicate with each other through, you know, we can have a really valid way to communicate, a really instantaneous way that we can hear opinions from people all over the island and even the world, really.
The way I look at it, it's like we're like an uncut diamond.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We're like a rough diamond.
Yeah.
Every time we go through these things like this strategic planning update now that we're doing and the programming committee guidelines and policies, we're polishing one of our surfaces,
That's right.
So we're even more brilliant, But the raw material is here. I think that's undeniable at this point. And in the last 5 years, Kauai has really benefited our listening public. We really should be proud of ourselves for everything that we've all been able to accomplish together. And the strategic plan was a big part of that, and we are updating it now. And anybody who would like to become part of that, please listen for announcements. We'll have another meeting probably. We don't have the exact date yet, but after May, the next board of directors meeting is going to be in May. And we decided after that we'll schedule another meeting for the update process.
Great. Could we back up a little bit? Just how long has the Community Advisory Board been in existence?
I think roughly maybe a year or two after KKCR went on the air.
And have you been involved with it ever since the beginning?
No, I haven't. I wasn't involved in the beginning. I am a founding member, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't involved until after the bylaws were changed, and there was community sentiment to restore the original bylaws for voter membership. That's when I got involved, and that's when the Community Advisory Board started taking on some pretty serious issues and trying to figure out what to do with all this.
Yeah.
And then eventually things have just got better, you know. It was a little bit of a transition in the beginning, how to work with each other, the two boards. But now, it's great. You know, we're really functioning well.
Great.
And complementary. We complement each other.
How many people are on the Community Advisory Board at this
time?
Well,
we are looking for more members now. We only have three or four members now. We have Larry Magnuson. Dr. Larry Magnuson is on the board. Paul Moody is on the board. Paul is a retired PBS tech. And Jim Kelly. We have our illustrious communications manager from KIUC is on our board.
That's great.
But we're looking for more members, and it's not a whole lot of work, but it's important. It's really important work.
What kind of work? What do you have to do?
Well, mostly we have our couple meetings a month.
A year.
I keep saying that. Sorry.
That's a lot of work. Okay. A couple meetings a year.
And, you know, you have to come to the meetings, but the meetings kind of determine what we do. You know, if we can help with programming, if we can refine any of the policies, if we can help people come get into the organization, we can explain things to people, some of the policies.
Mickey, would you talk like a little closer to your mic?
There
That's much better. That's great.
Mostly we solicit for membership in the organization. And we solicit for feedback. On the policies and the programming so we can meet the educational needs of the community.
It's also a great meeting to go to if you have concerns you want to bring up about the station. I know I've attended a meeting or two that you've had, and people from anybody can come in and kind of say what they're
The meetings are open to the public.
About the radio.
Right. Anything about the radio.
Kikana
Anything.
Foundation. Yeah.
Anything. Complaints.
That's great.
Compliments.
Right.
Projects.
That's right. We appreciate the compliments
that's great.
More. But we had
well, we're a filter. We're the filter for the board. So the board has plenty to do on its own. The board has to implement these things, and you can talk about what the board's responsibilities are. But we're a little bit of a filter, and checks and balances, and everything like that. And I can say then, community's functioning fairly well together at this point.
That's great. Yeah, that's really good. There's a lot of positive things happening behind the scenes at KKCR, I feel like, right now.
Well, we've really increased our listenership and participation on the island and off the island. And we've had some incredible experts here in their fields.
Yeah.
You know, and the educational process is quite impressive.
Yeah.
I think more than what we hoped for.
Yeah. I'm really excited about our new staff members since... first of the year, we've got Dove Little here working. He just did a fantastic show just before this, but he's now our volunteer coordinator and maybe event coordinator too. But he does a lot of tech stuff with the radio. He knows so much, and he's just got such great energy and so much loves the station. You can just feel it in his every moment up here. It's just a great great addition to our staff. Also, Laura Christine is now our, what would she be called, assistant manager, manager's assistant. But she's a fantastically, wonderfully organized person that has really, really helped our manager to get so much more accomplished.
The finisher.
And she's done so much. It's just really great. So I just want to say I'm so very happy about our new staff members, and also give great thanks to Dean, who does so much work, our general manager, who's kind of been holding down the fort for 3 or 4 years now and just finally getting some really great staff that he can work with, and things are going great.
I think we should also take time to thank everybody who's volunteered, everybody who's been in the studio.
Yeah.
Whether they're around now or not. You know, it's incredible how many people have put in energy
to
make this happen here.
It's true.
And everything is equally important.
That
is true. And all of the volunteers, you know, even though a lot of the time, you know, we're so grateful when we receive cash funding for projects, I think equally the volunteers are really the glue that holds everything together.
That's right. If it wasn't for the volunteers, we wouldn't have too much going on.
Everyone who's cleaning the bathroom and cleaning the refrigerator and all that stuff, it makes it fair for everybody else.
That's right.
You know, and it makes it so it's a welcome atmosphere.
Yeah, that's right. And it's kind of like you, once you, oh, we got a phone call. Let me get that. And you, can you talk while I'm getting the phone?
Good. Well, I'm just grateful. I just wanted to thank the volunteers because a lot of the time we're busy thanking other people. We thank the programmers. We thank the staff. We thank the even the members. But the volunteers, you know, we have a huge team of volunteers that help here at KKCR.
Would you like to talk on
the And it's, it's really great, and we're looking for more. And I want to encourage the young people to come in and try to figure out where you're comfortable over here. Whether it's technical, you're welcome to come and learn some of the engineering. Come and develop some programs. Be a substitute on one of the programs. You don't have to commit to a whole program, but if you're feeling at all curious or at all comfortable or at all inspired by any of this, please come in and, you know, talk to one of the programmers, or if you know any of the programmers or any of the engineers, please talk to them about coming in and seeing, taking the next step.
Yeah, or talk to Dove, our volunteer coordinator. That's what he's here for, too. And he's can be reached, I'm pretty sure he's here on Mondays and maybe Fridays. I'm not sure which days of the week. Maybe he'll come hear me say this and come in and straighten it up. But he's right here at the radio station. And if you don't get to talk to him right when you first call in because he's not here, we could leave a message for him and he will get back to you. We'd love to have some more programmers and all types of music. Whatever music is in your heart that you want to share with the world, we can help you share it up here. And not only that, but there's something about being a programmer that gives you a lot more confidence. And once you learn how to speak on the radio, not that I'm that great at it or anything, but, you know, I mean, I was a very, very shy person before I started to do this. The first time I did a show, I was like so afraid to say anything. I only said things I could read, you know. But once you do it for a while, you start to develop confidence and you can speak into a microphone without being afraid. You can speak in front of people without being afraid. The more you learn, it's a great skill to have in your life.
Public speaking is a great skill to have.
It really is. And so we invite anyone who's interested in cultivating that part of themselves to come up and learn about how to do it.
Please come up and be on the air.
Yeah.
Share your mana'o, your feelings.
Yeah. That's right.
So do you want to talk a little bit about this programming committee is one of our projects we've been working on for many years, and I know that a lot of people are antsy to start this thing already, and we've been holding off until everything falls into place. But all this little stuff is really important, you know, and we have to, the main thing is we want everybody to be comfortable with all this, you know, so.
Yeah.
I'm begging everybody another couple days. We got word from Carl, and the board is making final decisions. Or you can read what Carl said we can announce here.
Yeah, I just want to say that the board has been working on getting the programming committee up and running. Last year, the Kekahu Foundation Board of Directors thoroughly considered and approved the recommendations made by its ad hoc programming committee for additional standards and guidelines for KKCR's programming. These were proposed in response to input that was received during the Kekahu Foundation strategic planning process and as feedback on KKCR's programming. Those standards and guidelines, together with processes to provide more training and feedback to programmers, will be put into place by a standing KKCR programming committee. Throughout the month of February, the board and KKCR management solicited programmers and members of the KKCR community through on-air spots who would be interested in participating on the committee. The board is now in the process of finalizing the membership, and the committee will then get to work. Could you talk a little bit about, that's the programming committee, which is still yet to meet for their first meeting, but we have had a meeting of the strategic planning review committee. Could you talk a little bit, Mickey, about the strategic plan and like what is it and how can people learn more about it, and then what happened at the meeting that you guys had on the 26th of March?
Okay, the strategic plan came into existence about 5 years ago We had a number of meetings. We had a professional facilitator, Roxanne McDougall, who did a great job in getting everybody's input, all the stakeholders. And it took us a number of years. And it's on, the whole strategic plan is on the website. There's a link for it on the website, so anybody can read it. It's here at the station. And it involved our goals, our strategic plan and our goals for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, without going into specific detail, we had, you know, topics such as issues, the membership, we had policies, programming, standards and guidelines, many, many things. And we did get through it, and we produced an incredible document. And in a way, it was a wish list, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at going through the process again, we came to consensus on a lot of this stuff. And what we achieved is we did get through a lot of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we didn't push everybody to do. And again, it was what we're comfortable with and what, you know, but we all agreed that KKCR was ready for this and we needed to do this because we've matured and we've evolved into something, you know, maybe more important than what we originally intended. But no denying that we are a major educational institution now, and we all felt the responsibility to do this, so we did it. And now we're at the point where we've accomplished a considerable amount, and everybody's pretty comfortable here at the station, and the volunteers are doing good, and our supporters are doing well. We had a substantial donation, more than we've ever had from one person, and we're ready to do the update. And the update is necessary now, and it's really, so far, it's going to be a daunting process again, but so far it was good because we have the basic strategic plan to start with.
Okay, Mickey, we have a caller who wants to make a comment. Caller, are you there?
Yeah,
okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, let's just get through all the brass tacks already.
Okay.
I think this whole issue is that there is 900 paid members of KKCR. Is that correct?
I think there's about that many. There might be
something
around 1,000.
Okay,
even
that's worldwide,
sure.
Too.
Yeah.
That's not just island residents.
Correct.
Okay. And we live on an island that has 60,000 full-time residents.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was stoked 15 years ago when KKCR came on the air, you know? You guys were fresh. You were a different alternative to Kong and other radio stations we've had. But if your founder is Hawaiian and your mission statement reads how it does, you have an obligation to represent the community. And sometimes I think that your programmers represent themselves.
Hmm.
And I know you have no control over that, but, you know, maybe... You know, and I wouldn't be so hoo-hoo about this if you didn't ask for money every year. You know,
uh-huh.
If you were just another radio station and I didn't pay, I bet you over the last 15 years I've probably paid $1,500 to this radio station.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I've got an invested interest
yeah.
in this, and, you know, I fought really hard to not have three nights in a row of jazz at dinner. I like to cook food. That's a Hawaiian tradition. And I don't need, you know, some mainland salmon music blast, you know, to me.
Yeah.
Now, I know programming is always going to be, you know, people like this, people like that, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to represent the island of Kauai, you need to listen to the locals. You need to play Hawaiian reggae. You need to, you know, just... Don't make it so howly. I mean, this station seems so howly to me.
Uh-huh.
Even though you do play a lot of Hawaiian and stuff, but I don't know.
Well, that's great. We appreciate your comments, and
okay.
We'll certainly consider them.
And I also would just like to close and say KKCR does do a lot of great stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
You know,
that's why we're going through this process, because we want you to call in, and you know, we want to take all this stuff and we want to figure out what we can do with it.
When you can start pulling into Anahola, and the kids in Anahola are listening to KKCR, then you got my vote.
All right. Well, that's a test.
Okay.
I think we've got quite a few listening and on hold already, though.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Aloha.
I just want to say, yeah, thank you so much for the call. And we are open to anyone coming in who wants to do a show. So it's kind of what the shows are. It is based on who shows up to do the show.
That's a big part of it.
Part of the programming committee is about, I know what you mean about how you feel like sometimes the show promotes the individual who might be doing the show. I mean, that is a concern that I have about the programming and instead of like the music or something.
Well, we haven't had guidelines about that.
But we haven't had guidelines, and that's what the programming committee guidelines are kind of hopefully put in place so that we can educate all the programmers about the proper conduct of sharing what they want to share on the air.
And the conduct changes. These things change. That might have been an appropriate standard a while ago.
Right.
And now it may not be an appropriate standard.
Yeah.
But that has to be determined by, hopefully, the programming committee will be able to give some recommendations to the management.
Yep. That's what we're
We'll have
on.
A little more consistency in process going into the programming.
Yeah, and we're really just working to improve in any way that we can. And yes, we would love to have more Hawaiian people involved in the station on many levels. So if anyone out there is Hawaiian and they want to be on the board of directors or be part of the CAB or be a volunteer at the radio station, or any, not only Hawaiian, but of any ethnicity at all, please do get involved. It's not supposed to be a Hali station at all. It's not the intent of it. And we do have all the Hawaiian music in quite a bit of the time, and it is meant to serve the Hawaiian people and the Hawaiian culture.
It's meant to serve the entire community.
That's right.
And we are doing better than ever before, and judging by everything, and also judging by our underwriting. We've had underwriting coming from some very unusual parts of the community. And I take it as an affirmation of what we're doing. We've gained value even in these different areas that may not necessarily even agree with us. Okay, looks like we got another call. But anyway, the board is looking for members, and the Community Advisory Board is looking for members, and we're happy to talk with anybody at any of these meetings. And again, I'll give the phone number is 826-7771. We're accepting calls with any feedback. And I would like to take note, though, that our three jazz slots on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, one of them was modified for somebody's concern. So the management was trying to accommodate. I don't know exactly what went on, but there's one less jazz slot.
Hello. Aloha, caller. Are you there? Hello? Okay. Wait a minute. Try again. Try again.
Hold on, everybody.
Aloha.
We have a new album of David Crosby that I hope we're going to get to before long. And while I have some time, I'm going to thank everybody again for that concert they did for our community a few months ago.
Aloha, caller. Are you there? Hello? I don't know I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Hello? Are you there? Aloha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, gotcha.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Marin and Mickey, and we're doing a call-in show about the Community Advisory Board and the Board of Directors of Kekahu Foundation, which is the governing body of KKCR.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Jacob from Oahu.
Okay. Do you listen to KKCR, Jacob?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Did you have a comment you wanted to make on the air about the radio?
Oh, I mean, I know KKCR, they play, like, a lot of good stuff, you know? I mean, but sometimes, I'm on Oahu, and if I'm listening to KKCR, I listen to 104.7, that's the station on Oahu.
Yeah.
I just think, like, KKCR, they play, like, a lot of good, like, stuff, you know?
Cool.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad
you're enjoying it. We're a community radio station.
I'm glad you're enjoying
it. I mean, I know you guys, like, play, like, reggae. You know, you guys play, like, a lot of, different music. You know, I know you guys are, like, a community radio station.
That's right. That's what we are. That's right.
So you know the difference between a community radio station and a private radio station then, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on.
Because a community radio station is like a... I don't know what a community radio station is.
Well, why don't you... I can suggest to you, if you want to look at our website, we have a website, kkcr.org.
I don't go on the computer that much.
Oh, you don't go on the computer. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're a public radio station. We are involved in education, and we represent voices that are not normally represented on private radio, corporate radio, and music, and community issues, and, you know, things like that, rather than just private interests.
Right. We don't have any... commercials, people can support us, but they can't really tell us to promote certain products or anything like that.
We're not owned by
So you guys are like a commercial-free station.
Right.
Relatively. Yeah.
We do have some underwriting.
I think when I'm listening to KKCR, I sometimes like hear commercials or something.
Well, we have underwriting. We're allowed to have underwriting, sponsors underwriting, which is a little different than commercials.
Oh, so you're allowed to have sponsors underwriting, which is a little different from commercials.
Right. There's certain guidelines that have to be followed.
Oh, I see.
We have guidelines for everything that are established because we get public funding.
You have, like, the community calendar and stuff, you know?
Right.
We do. That's right.
Right.
Oh, I see.
All right. Well, we got to get going. Thank you so much for your call, Jacob. All right. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right. We do have some listeners on Oahu now. Hey, I want to thank Don Mussel and Dean and Dove, all the folks that have been doing so much stuff with our signal and putting up that, getting the signal going on Oahu. That's pretty exciting that we can get over there now and we have some listeners from over there.
Yeah, broadcasting on the internet, too, is pretty
That's
exciting.
That's right. Oh, yeah, the internet, yeah. That's really great.
I just heard somebody on Maui talking about how excited they were that somebody called from Maui.
Really?
On one of the talk shows this last week, talking about how inspired they were because of everything that happened over here in the last few years on many levels. And KKCR was a big part of that.
Yes, I believe it.
You know,
I believe it was, and still is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's really great what kind of a sounding board we can be, kind of. It's what it is. You know,
what we become.
Connection. Yeah.
Do you have David Crosby ready for anything?
I do.
In there?
Why don't we take a listen?
We'll take a little bit of a break and encourage anybody to call again with any ideas for programming or anything about these important meetings coming up or any other events that might be appropriate for KKCR, for Kauai.
Yeah. And while we're taking a break, we want to share with you the first cut from the new brand new David Crosby CD. It's called Croz, C-R-O-Z, and the first cut is called What's Broken.
Could it be that angel life?
Beautiful. David Crosby's new CD, Croz. I love that. Sounds wonderful. It's that was called What's Broken.
Yeah, it was quite a show they gave to us.
Yeah. Well, this is Maren Orion and Mickey Sussman. We're here on the CABBOD report, which means Community Advisory Board and Board of Directors of the Ke Kahu Foundation, which is the governing body of KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. And we did get a few calls during that last musical break, people that didn't want to go on the air. They were, you know, but they did want to make a comment. And first thing we heard was give the phone numbers more often.
826-7771.
That's right.
Or please call us.
Yeah, give us a call. This is a call-in show. If you have any concerns about the way the radio station is governed or want to make a comment, good or bad, please call us. We'd love to hear it.
826-7771.
Okay, there we go. And also, we heard one caller called in and said they really love Democracy Now! And they appreciate that we do play that. That is an really international news show that gives news from all over the world. They said they like to have the variety of the international awareness with the community awareness that we bring. So thanks for that comment. And then another caller called in and said that they feel like there's plenty of Hawaiian music on already. So there's about 11 hours per day of Hawaiian music, considering the overnight stream and the morning shows and the Kekaa, the Kula o Ni'ihau.
I think the Hawaiian community is quite well received on KKCR.
Yeah, I think so too. And not that there wouldn't be room for more if people wanted to do more.
There's always room.
Shows,
and that's a big part of this. And anybody shows up who's willing to do something worthwhile will make room.
That's right.
That's what it's all about for all this stuff. We'll make room for you.
Yeah. It might take a little while to get it, to get what you want, but it's just starting to work for it. And I wanted to mention that about the strategic plan too, because, you know, people are like, what is this strategic plan and why do we need it and all that? But what it is, it's by setting the goals for yourself, you give yourself a direction to move towards. And, when I was just looking at it right now, cause I didn't attend the meeting that happened recently and just kind of looking at this was made, the first one we did was in 2009. And so it covered 5 years, which is up now, 2014. But it was, a lot of the goals were reached or were partly reached or something. So I think that's really impressive.
We made genuine attempts at everybody's comfort level.
Aloha.
And, we ended up a better station for it. And the community benefited.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. All right, you bet.
I have one more call here.
Okay, another listener wanting to say how much they enjoy Democracy Now. So thank you. Okay, anyway, so getting back to the strategic plan, somebody once said something that, you know, my dad was a great builder and he built a lot of houses, but if he didn't have a plan about how he was going to build the house, no house would have gotten built because you have to have, you know where you're going and know the steps to get there. And that's what the strategic plan essentially does for this organization. It gives us a direction of where we want to go and kind of lays out the steps of how we're going to get there.
And also, we've become more complex and we're a more dynamic organization now.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And we've reached further into the community and we have a responsibility to update ourselves on everything that we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the intent.
Right, right.
Another call?
Yeah, another call.
Thank you for calling.
Aloha, KKCR. Would you like to go on the air?
Hold on, everybody. We got another call.
I'm going to put you on hold. I'll get you on. Okay. Aloha, listener. Are you there?
Hey, right on.
Hey.
Very good.
Yeah, it's Paul here, Rick. And I know I've been critical of this radio station, and I'm sorry, but, you know, where there's so much good, there also can be some bad.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't get one without the other.
That's right.
And I'm trying to push for the good, you know.
So, well, you're welcome.
Well,
you're welcome.
We appreciate
so
that.
When I make comments like I would like to hear the community of Anahola when I drive down in Anahola, them listen to you guys. And I know some of them do, you know. Some of them do. But I would like it to just make it more kawaii.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, do you have any ideas about how to do that?
This is sacred.
Do you have any ideas how we can do that?
This is sacred land, you guys.
Yeah.
Sacred.
I agree with that.
I think we all feel that.
When we fuck this up, there's no more place to go. Okay? So, don't mess them up. Don't mess them up.
Okay. Well, that's an individual choice now, so everybody got to do your best.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for
your comments. Thanks for calling, bro.
Thanks for keeping us on our toes. And
aloha.
If you have any suggestions about how we can implement these things, then please let us know what they are.
Well, you know, just be more, I don't know, akamai, maybe more. How do you express it? I don't know.
All right.
My local brothers like express, but they use me as a talk piece.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get together and talk sometime. That'd be great.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. Aloha.
We've got another call here. But everybody is welcome to call, and nobody feel like they should not say whatever is in your hearts. That's what we're taking. We're taking the feedback, you know. We'll put it on the table, and we'll figure out best what how to deal with it. Another call here.
Aloha, caller. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi. What would you like to say?
You know, I don't see how KKCR could get much better. It's Aww. Almost perfect, and nothing's perfect.
Well, we're just near perfection. Right.
I listen to the radio every day, almost all day, all night. You know, it's one of my closest friends, and every single volunteer and DJ from A to Z is so nice and kind to me when I call in. I mean, I love the diversity of the program. I mean, nobody can get everything they want. I mean, obviously some shows I like better than others, but, you know, it's for everybody, so I can't have it all my way, you know, but I think the station is fantastic.
Well, thank
you. And I second the motion about Democracy Now. I think people that miss out on Democracy Now are missing out on one of the best news resources on the planet, you know, and it applies to all the things local. Everything going around the world applies to every grain of sand in Hawaii. Anyways, thanks for everything and have a nice evening.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for your call. Aloha.
Okay, number again is 826-7771. You can call in with your comments. I think Maren has a little bit more to talk about the board.
Yeah, we've got about 15 minutes left I just want to mention, and I want to ask everyone to please stay tuned. Coming up at 6 o'clock, we have Sunset Jazz, or Can You Dig It Jazz. We're not sure which one it is tonight, but one of those two. A great jazz show starting at 6 o'clock tonight. And I just wanted to give a little report about our last board meeting. Oh, but there's another call.
Another call. Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to get a report about the last board meeting in a minute. Also, we're going to have a community advisory board meeting will be in April, but we don't have an exact date yet as our members are just returning to the island. They've been gone for a while. And also, since he's not calling, I'll throw it out there that one of our community advisory board members, Dr. Larry Magnuson, is considering doing some very relevant new direction of programming using his expertise. In the healthcare field, which would be pretty exciting.
Okay, well, I'll
see. Okay, we got one more call. Let's see if this person's going on the air.
Thanks a lot. Okay, bye bye.
We got one more, too.
Aloha, KKCR. It's Maren. Would you like to be on the air? Okay, hold on one second. Over to John.
Thank you for your patience, everybody.
Yeah, it's hard doing all this.
There's only two of us. There's only two of us in here, and one of us is challenged.
That's right. And it's not me.
And it's not Maren.
Well, aloha, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Great. Hi. What did you want to say?
I had a suggestion here about, maybe a new show or something in the midday during the work time.
Uh-huh.
Like, just like Hawaiian reggae that's like, you don't necessarily hear on the regular radio stations, but invite someone that knows what they're talking about with like some really good Hawaiian reggae. But that's just a suggestion there for a good.
Well, actually, we did have somebody came from Anahola, one of the young people. I'm going to try to get a hold of him. He was supposed to contact me, and he wanted to come and start training up here to do some local reggae programming.
Uh-huh.
It
would
be great if we could get,
okay.
Great. We'll take your suggestion and put it in with everything else.
Yeah.
Aloha.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, great. Well, I got two other calls, too, in the meantime, since I was able to actually say anything. And the first one wanted to mention, the first person that called said that she appreciated the coverage KKCR did during the passage of working toward passing Bill 2491 and and how much we focus on it. But she said there's other things we should have been focusing on at the same time. She said maybe we went a little bit overboard focusing on that issue too much. That was one comment. And the other comment was to give out the email contact for our volunteer coordinator. If someone is interested, if you feel like there's a gap in some kind of show that you'd like to see happening here and you want to do it, because we're all volunteers here. Nobody is hired except for our few staff members to do a show, any particular show. It's all people who have this in their heart and they want to bring it out to the community and share it with the community. And
the time for a commitment.
Yeah, and the time to commit to doing it. And so if you are interested in stepping down that road and bringing your knowledge and skills and love to the radio station, what to do, you can email Dove at VC, which stands for Volunteer Coordinator, VC, at KKCR.org. That's
great.
The first step to take. And, yeah, so that's one thing I want to do. But I just want to mention before we only have about 12 minutes left tonight before we have to give way to the jazz show, I just wanted to do a quick report about our January Board of Directors meeting, which was a really great meeting. We had a lot of visitors, a lot of people from KIUC were actually there from the board. I think they were just there to see what was going on because there had been some interesting comments about KIUC.
Provocative.
That's right. But they didn't, they said we were doing good. So, everything was fine. But we also got two brand new board members, which I'm so thrilled about. And I just think that this is a huge step in the right direction for KKCR. I wanted to welcome Jeff Frisk, who's also known as Grateful Freddy on the Grateful Dead Hour. On Saturday nights, one of KKCR's programmers, fantastic programmer and also fantastic person and so knowledgeable about great ways to move our station forward. Also, Annie Caparuccio from the owner of Small Town Coffee and Blue House Books in Kapa'a. She's been a dedicated volunteer for KKCR for many, many years, and she's stepped up to the plate now to become a board member and just jumped right in with so much good energy and already been organizing so many things. It's just really great. So Annie and Jeff, thank you so much for joining the board and
being at the strategic planning meeting.
That's right.
You guys were great.
They were there at the strategic plan meeting. They also, Annie is on the outreach and development committee, which I am too. And we, did a bunch of planning towards an event that we hoped would happen in the end of May. As it turns out, I don't think it's going to happen then. We've had a few setbacks in not being able to get it planned the way we had hoped. But it's still going to be on the table there, and we're hoping to do some kind of a music memorabilia sale, including like old vinyl albums and posters from old, concerts and things like that that people might have collected, and maybe link it up with a dance and some other things. We're not sure but you'll hear more about that as that comes on. But anyway, we're planning an event to bring people together, and that's what we've been kind of working on. Our next board meeting is going to be Wednesday, May 7th in Kapa'a. We've been meeting at the All Saints Parish Hall, and meetings are open to all. We have two designated time periods when people can make comments, one in the beginning and one at the end. So if you have anything you want to bring up to the board of directors, please feel free to come to the meeting. There'll be announcements about the next meeting beginning about a week before the meeting happens. So just keep listening and you'll hear when it's coming. But or you can write down on your calendar right now, May 7th, 6 p.m. I think it's 6 p.m. or maybe 6:30 in Kapa'a. So we'd love to have you guys drop into the meeting if you have anything you want to say.
All right. Well, great. Thanks. We got another call. I want to thank our other board members who aren't here today.
Okay.
Steve Thatcher and Carl.
Okay. Do you want to go on the air? Okay. Hold on a second.
For many years of dedicated work. I'm sure they're just as thrilled at all the wonderful things happening here at KKCR because of all this. It's been a long road, but it's paying off pretty good now.
Aloha, Marjorie, there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Hi.
Oh, what a great show. And
thank you.
Thank you both for giving a lot of details to our members and our listeners. And I, too, want to say how much I appreciate the new energy coming on to the board of directors.
Yeah.
And I want to remind people that the only way we really can stay on the air is to get our financial help from everyone who listens. Uh-huh. It is so important because even though our volunteers don't charge any money to have their programs, we have an enormous amount of bills that have to be paid, as people might expect. And we can't do it. We can't stay on the air. We can't pay our rent or electric or a water bill or a cleaning bill or maintenance bill or air conditioning bill, et cetera, without our support from our members. And there is a membership drive coming up in May, I believe. I don't know the exact dates. Does anyone there know?
The beginning of May.
Around the
beginning
5th,
of May.
I think it starts at the 5th of May. Goes
I think around the 5th of May.
About a week. Anyway, okay, listeners will be hearing a lot about it soon. And but it totally alarms me how many listeners we have here, and I'm so grateful for it. But see, when it comes down to actually soliciting money from all our listeners, we don't get that much take in actual cash. So, hey guys, step up to the plate. We have a lot of different kinds of ways people can give their membership, like so much a month or all at one time or twice a year, by credit card or personal check. And we mean to please with whatever you can come up to help us support financially. It is so very important. So come up in another month when you hear announcements for the membership drive. By all means, give a call and pledge as much as you can. We really support it.
And the pledges, the membership starts at $10, I think.
I believe so.
$10,
so there's
yeah.
really no reason why most people should have a hard time with $10, considering how important this is. That's
yes,
a pretty low price to pay for being part of this organization. And also, one of the big things about the membership, becoming a member, is you'll be able to vote on the election of the board of directors. Even though this may not happen every year, when it does happen, the board of directors is what are who sets the policies.
Yeah, that's sort of a interesting thing. The board of directors election takes place when it's demanded by the listeners, right?
Not every year, when necessary, the members decide we
right.
want to have an election,
right?
Because it's a lot of work and we don't need it all the time, but it's there when we need it and when we want it.
Right. Well, we ask if people want to have an election, and then if they comment on the website or over the phone or whatever, if enough people comment,
respond.
It's something like 10% of our listenership comments about
exactly
it,
or
members, then we will have the election. But otherwise, it's very expensive for us to hold an election because it involves mailing and, you know,
and we also
kind of
have
stuff.
A limited amount of volunteers and limited amount
right.
of people who can afford to be board members.
Yeah.
So this is, again, it's the same situation with our board members, where if we have somebody that steps forward who's qualified for something, we'll make room. We'll figure out. We have a range of people that can be on the board. We
That's
can operate
right.
at different with different populations on the board and the community advisory board.
That's right. Well, we got to pretty much wrap it up, Mickey. I want to say thank you so much for coming in. We have Richard Fernandez. He's going to be in here in about 5 minutes with Sunset Jazz.
Our ace
jazz
man.
Excited about that. Thank you to all the listeners who called in, all the folks who called in with comments. When do you know when our next board our show like this will be? It'll be the fifth Monday.
June. I think it's
in June. Okay. Whenever there's
fifth Monday of June.
Whenever there's five Mondays in a month, we get to do a show, right?
And I hope we can do this again with the board of directors. Like,
yeah.
This is cool. And
it's been a pleasure.
Good having us in the same place at the same time. We can develop this and
yeah.
Mahalo,
great.
Everybody.
Well, we appreciate it. We want to keep in touch with our listeners, and we want to hear what you have to say. And we want to do the best we can for our radio and our community. So
and thank you, everybody,
so
for calling and
right.
supporting.
We're going to head out with some Ernest Ranglin, Below the Baseline, and go right into Sunset Jazz. Thanks again, everyone, for calling
Aloha,
in
everybody.
And for being supporters of Kauai Community Radio.